I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Mark Lambert, ex-Harlequins player, and he now works for the Rugby Players Association. For those who don't know, can you tell us a bit about Rival Ride? What is it?
Yeah, so the Rival Ride was created, I think, probably 6 or 7 years ago now as a fundraising event for the Harlequins Foundation, where either we cycle from Harlequins home ground, the Stoop in Twickenham, to a Rivals ground, or we cycle from a Rivals ground to the Stoop. And it will be linked to whoever we're playing that weekend, whoever Harlequins are playing that weekend. So over the years, we've cycled over the course of 2 or 3 days to Bristol, Coventry, Gloucester, Leicester, and Exeter. And for the second time, we're cycling from Exeter, which is great. It's going to be a big challenge. It's quite a long way away, and Devon is quite hilly. But yeah, that's the premise of the Rival Ride, basically.
And am I right in thinking that this is a fundraiser? It's to raise money?
Absolutely, yeah. So so there'll be a number of ex-Harlequins players, branded Harlequins legends, myself and some of my ex-teammates and some players from the women's team as well. And then there'll be hopefully kind of somewhere between 50 and 100 riders who are with us, and we're all doing it to raise money for the Harlequins Foundation. So before the ride and during the course of the ride, we'll be sharing the journey on social media and hopefully engaging the local community and engaging Quins fans to support us.
And you just mentioned it's being shared on social media. Whereabouts can people find that and follow along?
So yeah, if you go to Harlequins Foundation on social media sites, Instagram, X, then obviously they'll be sharing also the stories that we share as well. So I'm Mark Lambert on Instagram, and some of the legends that I'll be riding with will be sharing things as well over the course of the weekend.
And what inspired the concept of Rival Ride originally, and how has it evolved over the years?
I think that so much about what the Harlequins Foundation is looking to achieve and what rugby stands for in a positive way is about community and health. And I think that this is a great example of a way to bring people together. It's definitely a challenge. It can be really tough out there on the road. We cover long distances, but it's also a brilliant opportunity to bring people together. It's a really good community feeling, really fun few days. We stay in the hotel together. So I think it's recreating what the Harlequins Foundation and what Harlequins and rugby is about, which is about engaging with the community, engaging in your own health, and celebrating that, and hopefully supporting those who are less fortunate than you in the process.
And you mentioned that this year it's the Exeter to Twickenham route. How far is that? Do you know?
I should know exactly how far it is because I should be prepared a month out, but it's about 200 miles, I think, maybe just over 200 miles. So it's from Exeter. We leave from Sandy Park in Exeter. And over the course of, well, 2.5 days, really, we do 2 days of the best part of 100 miles on a Friday and a Saturday, about 80 or 90 miles on those days. And then the final day is leaving in the morning for a shorter ride into the Stoop to be there for the Harlequins versus Exeter game in the afternoon.
And you mentioned that you've got some former Harlequins legends coming along with you. Luke Wallace, is that correct? How did you persuade them to get involved?
Well, some of us have done it before. Some of us, those who haven't done it before, we've kind of persuaded them that it's a great thing to do and they should embrace the challenge. And quite often post-career, a lot of us are used to working hard and doing physical things, and it's great to have something to focus on. We've also got a couple of legends from the women's game. So Rachel Burford, who's ex-Harlequins captain and ex-England captain and World Cup winner, Vicky Cornbrew as well, who's an England Harlequins legend. And positively this year as well, we've got Tom Johnson, who's also an Exeter legend and an ex-England player as well, who's joining us. So there is a real rival element this year because we also have an ex-Exeter player joining the ride with us, which will be great fun.
And am I right in thinking that you've got about 80 participants?
Yeah, about 80 participants. So we won't all be in one big group because there's some people who are a bit more capable than others, but we'll all be there in our small groups riding up the road, supporting each other. And as I say, it's a great community feeling out on the road. Everyone's got each other's back. There's no real competition in it. It's about achieving a goal together.
And what kind of training or preparation do riders go through for such a demanding challenge? And are you training by yourself or together? What does it look like?
I think it varies, to be honest. Some people that come on it will cycle very regularly. It'll be the form of exercise that they engage with. Others, like myself, are not regular cyclists. I look after myself. I go to the gym and stay fit, but I don't cycle regularly. So I probably should have done more preparation than I have at this point, but I have done it for a number of years. So I know what awaits me. It's going to be a tough couple of days. So yeah, I'll be getting out on my own and just trying to get some miles in the legs on the country roads where I live and prepare myself as best I can, really.
Now, I know you raised about £90,000 last year. Do you have a fundraising goal for this year? Are you trying to beat that?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to raise as much as we possibly can. The Harlequins Foundation does brilliant work in the communities around Twickenham and around Harlequins' home ground. It has huge impact on the lives of young people. And we will all be motivated to raise as much money as we can to support the programmes of the foundation.
And do you know how those funds will be used?
Yeah, so the foundation works in the local community with young people who require opportunities, whether that's different forms of education, whether that's employability skills, whether it's focused on inclusion or wellbeing. There's a number of different areas that the foundation operates in and programmes that it delivers. But the impact it has is really tangible. It's published impact reports over the last number of years, which lay out the impact that the foundation has had, and it can be really life-changing for the young people that engage with it. So yeah, the funds will all go to very, very good use in what is a small charity that is constantly looking to fundraise and have a really positive impact in the local community.
What would you say is the biggest challenges in meeting your fundraising goals, and how can supporters help?
Yeah, well, I mean, the challenges are just, I suppose, getting the message out there. So conversations like this are hugely helpful. Anyone who's listening to this, if you're interested, please visit the Harlequins Foundation social media sites, or if you're a Quins fan, engage with those players that you may know that are participating, and spread the word that there's something hopefully interesting and engaging going on. There's a challenge that people are undertaking and it's for a really good cause. As you say, absolutely raised that amount of money last year. We'd love to better that this year and raise as much as we possibly can. And we appreciate that, you know, not everybody is in a position to give huge sums of money to this, but if anyone feels that they can support, then it will be hugely, hugely appreciated. And obviously, if people don't feel they can support financially, but they'd like to know more about the Harlequins Foundation, then I know that the foundation would value being reached out to and engaged in different ways as well.
And are there any ways that the wider community is getting involved? You know, have you got volunteers along the way? Can people come along and cheer on the sidelines?
They're absolutely welcome to. We've got a, there'll be staff from the foundation involved. I mean, the ride is organised by a company that does it for us. So that's great. We've got that professional support, which some of us might need. But yeah, absolutely. On the Sunday, we'll be going on a shorter ride rolling into Twickenham. Anyone who's around the stoop on Sunday would probably be the best time to come and try and find us. And obviously anyone that's going to the game or going to be close to the game on Sunday when Harlequins play Exeter, then we'll be arriving at the ground and we'll be there during the match as well. So hopefully there'll be lots of opportunity to engage with supporters.
And after a challenge like this, what do you do to celebrate?
I probably will have a couple of cold beers at the game, feed myself well. But really for me, with all of this, I think any challenge like this, I think the joy comes from sharing it with other people. So it's great that we get to cycle back to the home ground, the stoop, and then we'll be there all watching the game together, reflecting on the challenge that we've just been through. And I think with anything like this, that's where the joy comes from, is doing it with other people.
And finally, where can people donate? And what would you say to listeners to encourage them to donate to anything that they can?
Yeah, so if you go to any of Harlequins channels or the Harlequins Foundation channels, or go to the social media sites for Harlequins Foundation or myself over the course of the weekend in May, then you'll be able to find information there. And as I said previously, if any support is really, really welcome. The Harlequins Foundation is not a huge charity, but does fantastic work in communities where there's a lot of young people with a huge amount of need. So I'd really encourage anyone to support in any way they can, big or small, and it would be massively appreciated.